Are you guys there?
I'm here.
For Tom. Oh, check. One, two.
Yeah.
For Tom Sharpling, I'm Pat Byrne.
For Tom Sharpling, I'm Mike List.
For Tom Sharpling, I'm Jason Gore. You're listening to Slice of Life, the best show fill-in show.
For now.
Oh, spooky.
God, what does that even mean for now? Ooh, that creeped me out.
Well, Halloween.
I didn't like that at all. It's your birthday and you come out, you know, guns blazing the day after your birthday. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
So let's get into the latest from Eyelids, and we'll be back. 201-332-3484. Or, as Pat says, and everybody said online, how much they love that you say this and you stick to it. 201.
Dead hug. Dead. I think it gets people calling.
I don't know if I'll agree with that, but we'll talk a little bit more. Before we get into the music, though, the topic, the big topic on the table, and this was suggested by somebody on Twitter. I will find out who did this suggestion earlier and give you proper credit, but try to impress Mike. If you listen to the last Slice of Life, there was a story about Pat's friends making the walk along the Jersey Shore. Mike wasn't impressed. Mike didn't enjoy it.
He did not.
So I think you can do better in terms of impressing Mike. Or Mike, the flip side of that topic is
things you're not that impressed with.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let us know. We'll either agree or disagree with you.
Lines are open and let it ring.
The New York City Marathon, we just had that. I have no
idea. save it for the other side of this song. Here's Eyelids. It's Eyelids on Slice of Life, and that comes from their album that comes out in, let's see here, when does this? You can pre-order it now at musicofeyelids.com. The song's called The Minutes. The album is called The Accidental Falls. It's a pretty cool thing with Eyelids. All the lyrics are by Larry Beckett, and he's the guy, the lyricist for like Tim Buckley and stuff like that, and it's produced by Peter Buck. I dig it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, so you can check that out at musicofeyelids.com. And welcome to Slice of Life. We did it. We're here. Another week, another fill-in show. Tom Sharpling is not here.
No, as far as we know, he's still working on some type of mayonnaise production.
Right.
We don't know if it's a commercial. We're going to hear from him hopefully later.
He will call in.
And
we're hoping it's Hellman's.
We'll get to the bottom of what kind of production of mayonnaise-related content.
Pretty sure I saw Hellman's on Deadline.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that. I'm pretty sure this is an epic, epic commercial he's working on.
Or miniseries or something.
But it involves mayonnaise.
That's all we know.
Yeah. 201-332-3484. Try to impress Mike, or that doesn't impress me.
Yeah.
So you were, before we went into the Eyelids track, you mentioned the New York Marathon.
Yeah, the New York City Marathon was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who won. I have no interest in who won. that's a thing.
Right.
Where it's impressive. I'm not putting down the marathon runners.
I couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't do it either. But the thing is, I don't want to do it. that's like the opposite of what, you know, didn't impress me with the walk. That's the opposite of just doing something to me that's on the border of being crazy. You know, there's no reason to run that distance. You know, I know it's like a goal. You set this goal and people want to achieve goals. I understand that.
Yeah.
I did a little running. I mean, I did, you know, years ago, I was doing 5Ks.
Okay.
And it was like the corporate challenge. I don't know if they still have it. They probably still do. It's in Central Park. It's 5K.
And it's called the corporate challenge?
The corporate challenge then. Okay. I mean, I'm talking about the 80s. But I think it's still a thing. But back then, I think they'd have it in August, which was sort of a bad move because a lot of people, you know, would get into this thing. They're not really trained runners. and you know they sort of would get into the group dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know, they're representing their companies, and it'd be a whole team and all that stuff. And so, you know, people would sort of sign up, even though maybe they're not really training themselves for this run.
Uh-huh.
And 5K, I mean, it's like 3.5 miles. If you're not training for it, though, and if it occurs in August, it may not be very good for you. And I think in that case, back then, they actually had two young guys who passed away during these races. And they had to
during the corporate challenge.
Yeah, during the corporate challenge. And they had to move the race from August. I mean, they kind of think it had something to do with the heat.
Would imagine so.
Even though at the beginning of the one where the runners died, at the beginning they said they called it off. They tried to sort of say, hey, this is a fun run.
Right.
You know, the heat is.
After the deaths, they were like, the next one's a fun run.
No, on the one where the guys passed away.
Okay.
But, you know, they did sort of try to minimize the intensity of the race so that people realize, hey, we know it's hot out here and you don't have to try and kill yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But it did have that effect, and they ended up they started moving the race earlier in the year. So it moved to June, and then I think they even moved it to May, which is just sensible.
You got to do a race when it's a little cold.
Yeah.
So it gets hot.
Yeah. But, you know, back to the marathon, I mean, you know, I remember when Greta Weiss was winning it all those years, and, you know, she literally would, you know, defecate during the race, and sometimes she'd be
I think everybody does, right?
Well, yeah.
It's a rite of passage.
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know.
There's different bronze, silver, and.
There's something slightly mad about the entire endeavor.
Okay.
If I set a goal for myself and part of it is that I have to, you know, soil myself.
Right.
You know, in the process, I'm calling it quits. You know, it's like, I don't want to be a part of that.
So here we are, guys. We are 10 minutes into the show, and we already know marathons don't impress Mike much.
Here come the marathon runners.
Here we go. 201-332-3484. Caller, you are on with Slice of Life. I am Jason Gore. You got Pat Byrne. You got AP Mike. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. Who is this?
It's Z-Man.
Z-Man, do you think that we should queue up instrumental Shania Twain, that don't impress me much.
Now, I did think about cutting, that don't impress Mike much. Yeah. But maybe we just sing it.
I was unaware of that song. Yeah, there's a.
You don't remember Shania Twain, that don't impress me much?
I guess maybe if I heard it, I would. But
so
I,
maybe he's Brad Pitt, that don't him. And they really got him for the music video, guys. It's crazy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It was an Easter egg. Wow. Not really. It was a mayonnaise commercial. Z-Man, what's up?
Oh, not much. I just felt like calling in because this was kind of a crazy situation.
Uh-oh.
Last week, Wednesday, I was listening to the podcast of that Tuesday's show, and I kind of got served up a real slice of life.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Z-Man. Slice it up.
A tree branch, and in a split second, got into a very bad car accident.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
While listening to Slice of Life.
Yeah. And
I blame Mike. I blame Mike. I'm just assigning blame.
I blame Mike, too.
We're talking about the long walk still. So, like, now coming back to the show and hearing this stuff, it's like I'm picking up right where I left off.
So, a tree branch hit you. You hit the tree branch? Did it fall? What happened?
It must have, fallen, at the exact wrong split second, because I didn't even know what happened. I thought the car coming in the opposite lane, swiped into me or something, and then I heard about what happened from secondhand from the police officer, from witnesses who were behind me. They said there was nothing I could have done to avoid it. So I think it was just real bad timing.
Sounds like it.
So the branch fell on your car?
It fell, I guess, in front of my car, and I hit it and I went over 90 degrees.
Okay. Oh, and you hit another car?
No, just the branch,
it turns you sideways,
forward momentum and the way the wheel hit the branch on the road, it made my car go sideways. So then here I am, freaked out, standing on where the passenger window is and still hearing you guys yammer on about the long walk.
Well, yeah.
So then I'm reaching.
And then you hated that story even more.
But nobody was hurt, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, mostly, luckily, I was the only one in the car. I was coming home from work. I bit my tongue, and I guess I hit my nose because my nose was hurting the next day. But it could have been much worse.
Did your OnStar kick in, and it was like, "What are you listening to? Where's Tom?"
No.
Even the OnStar is like, "Where is Tom? Why isn't Tom here?" Well, I'm glad you're okay, Z man. That's pretty.
Yeah, thanks.
How is the car?
Oh, it's totaled.
It's totaled.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, how thick was this branch?
Wait, was this our fault?
It was thick.
It's Mike's fault.
The thing is, I didn't see it, like, in the aftermath. And, I mean, I saw little splinters and stuff in the undercarriage of the car and little pieces on the road. But now, I mean, it's the same road I'm going back and forth on to work, which is, you know, been a little harrowing since returning to work.
Hold up. You didn't get out of your car and then start snapping pictures left and right to put on Facebook.
To put on Facebook.
I did take pictures, but I was even hesitant.
Oh, wait a second. All right.
I haven't been talking about it publicly. You know, my family, it spread within.
But wait a second.
If
you put it on Facebook, it's public, right?
Well, no, I'm saying I didn't put it on Facebook.
Oh, good for you. But I'm saying.
I haven't talked about it even that publicly.
Oh, okay.
Like, even public in the sense of, like, my Facebook friends. Like,
oh, okay.
So it's just, you know, my immediate family knew, and then it's kind of spread within the extended family. So I was even hesitant to talk about it, but I figured since it was a new Slice of Life show and the title was apropos.
We got a Z-Man exclusive.
We did. So who is your insurance company? Are you with the General?
No, it's Geico, but unfortunately I didn't have the necessary coverage to help me out, unfortunately. Just
what coverage do you need for tree
collision,
branch?
Right?
Well, I guess it would be collision or comprehensive or something. And
do you have an older car?
It wasn't that old. The thing is, I had until like April my 2007 Ford Focus, and I moved last May from New York to Connecticut, and Connecticut doesn't require as much in the insurance, so I just, you know, went with what they had on the Ford Focus. Then in April, I got the new car, and I just transferred it over, and then I financed through a credit union, so it was like, and because of the amount that I needed, it wasn't a car loan,
right?
So they didn't require me to get collision, etc. So I was just doing it as a personal loan because that's how they made it. And
what's your social, Z-Man?
Yeah, social security number.
So it was like a really bad situation that got progressively worse. Like I call my parents, they're like, "Oh, it's so, well, I'm glad you're okay." And don't worry, it's okay, the insurance will take care of it. Then I look it up, oh no, the insurance won't take care of it. So it was rough, but you know, you live and learn.
Mike, do we have a verdict here?
I think we should do car talk the rest of the show.
I was just going to say,
does this impress you?
If anybody wants to see if we really get down to the nitty gritty, we can look back to this call. I mean, I don't know that Tom's ever talked about car insurance so much, or
it was
liability,
collision. What kind of loan was that again? Car loans,
personal loan on credit union.
Credit union loans. I mean we're talking about the nitty-gritty here now.
But, yeah, so, like, after it happened and I'm freaking out, the first thing I'm doing is reaching through broken glass for my phone to get you guys to stop talking so that I can call the police.
Oh, my gosh. Well, which part of the story was it on?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. It was after you guys, like, were kind of, you know, gone through the thing and Mike was going, so what?
Mike was angry. Basically, Mike got angry. That threw you off and you crashed into a tree.
What? I wonder what...
Yeah, let's go with that.
I wonder what... Who's getting into what during this call? Do you think that it's like a rocket scientist
that don't impress me? Well, I hope I'm not causing someone else to have some terrible malady.
But what if it's a butterfly effect? What if right now someone else is getting into something horrible?
Oh, come on. No, do not bring that energy to the show. That energy does not exist. That energy did not exist on Slice of Life until Z-Man brought it.
Okay. First call of the night out of the gate.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, I hope everything's okay and it works out for you, Z-Man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing the best I can. And thankfully,
did Wally fly out of the car when it happened?
He was not with me. I don't tend to bring him to work.
He doesn't ride with you so you can do HOV?
Yeah. You don't put him in your child's seat like when a child isn't there?
No.
No?
Time to strap in, Wally. Well, like I said, man, I hope everything works out. And, yeah, go to the General. General helps out, even in Connecticut.
Thanks, guys. Nice talking to you.
He's sponsoring this show.
He is. We are sponsoring. Can't say that. No. Slice of Life, you are live with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, and me. Dudio, what's going on?
Hi. This is Pat in D.C.
Pat in D.C.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. And I actually kind of have a story that kind of piggybacks off of Z-Man right there.
Oh, God.
Real quick.
In terms of...
What? In terms of listening to the show when something terrible happened?
Pat in D.C.
Nothing terrible happened to me at this time.
One question off the bat. Do you think that Z-Man has a bumper sticker that says...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
I honk if you're puppets.
No, driving's great, but I wish my hand was, never mind. Just forget it.
I don't know. I think Z-Man's, he's too much of a, like, nice guy that...
I'd rather have my hand up a puppet. That's what I was going to say.
He wouldn't try to be publicly creepy like that.
Yeah, no,
I know. I agree. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. I hope he's all right.
So, Pat in D.C., how did Slice of Life affect you?
Okay, so I wasn't able to listen live last week.
Okay.
So I was listening to the podcast yesterday.
Okay.
I listened in the morning for a while, for like 45 minutes.
It's a great morning show.
This is the evening Zoom.
God forbid somebody listen to the show in real time.
I know, they're driving to work.
And, you know, be a part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, yeah.
No, so, hey. So we're your morning zoo. What happens?
Yeah. So then I'm at work. So then I'm on lunch. So I just start where I was in the middle. And like 30 seconds after I walk out the door, that guy called in with his story about that he was an archaeologist clearing out a cemetery.
Yeah, the Home Depot with the cemetery in the parking lot.
Was he outside your house?
Well, no, I work at 2300 Rhode Island Ave Northeast.
Wow. Okay.
That Home Depot is at 11th and Rhode Island Ave Northeast.
Uh-huh.
So,
I'm Googling it now.
So, like, 11 blocks away.
Okay, so it's 11 blocks away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm walking down Rhode Island Ave, mm-hmm. like, towards the Home Depot, as he's telling this crazy,
That's frightening. That's frightening.
Yeah.
The story was frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
In many different ways, and shades of fright.
And then the other level of interconnectedness.
He was in the graveyard going, still digging.
No, it's not there anymore, actually.
Still digging.
They're replacing that Home Depot.
With a Marshalls.
No, with another Home Depot.
With a Ross Dress for Less.
There's Hobby a Lobby. Ross Dress for Less in that plaza, I believe.
Oh, of course there is.
But so this job I got thanks to a friend who I met on Twitter, thanks to tweeting about the best show.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So,
best show, it brings friends, guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It brings it people makes, together. And
it brings people
we
together.
Sell coffee. And, you know, it's, everything's going great.
Great, Pat. Thank you so much for the call, man. Yep. Glad we're your morning zoo.
Yeah. Well, yep. Thanks for everything. And
there's gonna be traffic tomorrow on 495 and a high of 51. So be ready for that.
Hey, better
great. Luckily,
take the metro.
I'm going to be driving all over DC, but right. I don't have to be on 495.
Good.
Say hi to my cousin Sarah.
All right.
All right, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
I wish I had thought of it last week, but I just thought of it now when he was discussing that caller. I wish I had tried my Randy Travis impression out for the guy who was digging up the corpses.
Why does Randy Travis have anything to do with the corpses?
Well, he has that song, Digging Up Bones.
Is that the Randy Travis impression?
Go on.
Right there?
Yeah, well, I don't have the whole song.
He's got more like a digging up bones.
No, it's deep. Very deep. Very deep.
Randy Travis?
Yeah.
What is a Randy Travis song?
Look up his first album.
Randy Travis.
Is it Digging Up Bones or something? something
oh, like my God. I hope you're making this up.
No, I you know, big fan.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina's the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Mm-hmm. Randy Travis, "Digging Up Bones" is number 5 for him. That's one of this fifth biggest song.
Should have gave him a little "Digging Up Bones."
Here we go.
On Slice of Life.
Last night I dug a picture out
digging up
my
bones. He's one of those ones where if you hold your nose, you can kind of do a good impression of him.
Wait.
Or it's like,
No. This guy, do you know what he also wrote?
Digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
Wait, Jason, you'll know this.
Forever and ever, amen.
Do you know what else?
I'm going to love you forever and ever.
Even
forever
better.
Forever and ever, digging up bones.
Do you know what else he wrote? He wrote, do you remember that episode of Hey Arnold where Mr. Wynn was a secret country star and he had a
I don't.
Okay, this is great. No, this is great. He had a Mr. Wynn, which was like Hey Arnold, right? He lived in a boarding house in an undisclosed part of New York City.
Okay. This is the synopsis of the series, yes. Hey Arnold.
And one of the boarding mate tenants was this Vietnamese gentleman named Mr. Nguyen. Uh-huh. And he had a heavy accent, but like he sang perfect country music. And it was a funny like little payoff about him. And I think this guy, Randy, wrote his song.
Okay.
Which was like
was it anything like this?
Yeah, it was a lot. It's called The Simple Things. And it's great. And I get it in my head sometimes and I play it.
Digging up bones.
Simple Things.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
201, Dead Hug, if you remember The Simple Things.
201,
on Hey Arnold.
3484.
I don't recognize any of those, but that's interesting to hear, though.
Mid-90s Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mike, Pat from DC's call on the scale of... there really isn't a scale. Did it impress you?
No, it was good. Yeah, I mean, you know, it got me thinking about digging up bones, so we had a nice little moment there.
Yeah.
Digging up bones.
And you literally have never heard this song?
Is this from the big record?
Yeah, this was the from the big...
the mega...
Mutt Lange produced... album Come On Over
after he married her.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what Steve Earle said about her?
What did Steve Earle say about Shania Twain?
I'm going to preface this.
Uh-oh.
That pause in
Yeah, someone's going to run into
Mike's
a tree.
Upper lip went up like he snarled a little bit.
No, Steve Earle has very strong opinions, and I guess listening to that, that doesn't even sound like country music, right?
It sounds like Def Leppard.
Yeah.
With a steel guitar. And I like it. I love Def Leppard.
That was AC/DC, right?
I think Steve Earle said something like, you know, it was not very nice.
Okay.
That she was the best lap dancer in country music. Something like
that. That's awful.
I like
Shania Twain. I don't.
No. And I don't have a negative opinion, but I just never considered her country music, so I'm not that familiar with her music.
She's country?
Well, for the record, digging up your bones means...
Digging up bones.
Digging up your old memories. That's what it means.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's digging up your old memories. My girlfriend says it a lot.
She says digging up bones?
It's a country. It's a southern thing.
She's a southern thing.
You're not in tune with your southern...
I don't think I'm... They don't say that in West Virginia. Well, time to dig up some bones. 201-332-3484.
Well, you Appalachian folk.
Us Appalachian folk.
Appalachian.
Yep, I am. I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains and proud. Mm-hmm. Pat, how about you? Is there anything that doesn't impress you much?
Yes, but I was going to quickly check on Twitter. Do we have any calls on hold? Do we need to give out the number?
We literally have nothing. So this could be a very short show tonight. 201-332-3484.
And let it ring. There's no call screener tonight.
Completely. Let it ring. We will get to you. 201.
Dead hug.
There you go. I was waiting for that. Oh, we do have a call right now. Here we go.
I'm going to read you what somebody
wrote. Hey, guys.
What's going on? Who do we got?
Oh, this is Ed in California.
Okay. Ed in California. Welcome to Slice of Life.
Ed, do you remember Hey Arnold? Okay.
I think that's putting a lot on Ed.
What's
right
it called for? Sorry, go ahead.
What doesn't impress you, or is there something, Ed, that you think will impress Mike?
Something that will impress what?
Mike, AP Mike, the other guy on the mic here that isn't Pat.
Oh, I'm Mike.
Is that a metronome in the background?
Yeah. Are you at a piano lesson?
Oh, no. I'm walking down to the
In-N-Out Burger.
I'm walking
right now, but Mike will be impressed.
Okay.
Because of who he's talking to.
Who is this?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. We're here.
You're still with us, Ed.
Oh, well, I heard you guys were talking about me earlier.
And your name?
He already said Ed.
Is this Randy Travis?
Is this Randy Travis?
Yep. This is Randy Travis. How you guys doing?
Oh, this isn't Randy Travis.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys hear about a couple years ago when I was driving my car naked and drunk and I got arrested?
I do remember that.
It was
it was a really bad mugshot too. It made me feel so bad for Randy Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did remind me recently he's got health issues, so.
Yeah.
I didn't
get well soon, Randy Travis.
He's doing better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I heard he's doing well. I guess he'd have to be doing better.
I think it's only up from that incident, really.
Unless he's no longer with her.
Unless he's still naked and in the road, and then it's
unless
just
he's
the
digging
same.
Up bones, let's face it.
Thanks for the call, Ed.
he sounded like he was doing some woodwork in the background.
I literally
like
have
that.
No idea with that one. He's like, well, you're going to be impressed. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I am Randy Travis.
I think intoxicants were involved.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hi, you're on Slice of Life. Who's this?
You can offer me a diamond-plated pearl. You can send me all the riches in the world. You can damn me with the palaces of kings. I'll give them back in a big old sack and keep
the simple things.
I've got the simple things. I've got the
rain and spring.
Got
French fried onion rings.
I
was a little early. I jumped the gun. I was a little early, yeah.
All right. Sorry, that's all I got. Thank you.
Wait.
No,
who
that
are
was
you?
Perfect. I'm going to let them go.
Who are you?
No, that's Travis, a mystery right
Randy
there.
Randy Travis wrote that song?
I think
show?
He did. I think he did. If he didn't, he ghost wrote it for sure.
Yeah, great.
And I think he sang it, too.
Man.
It's great.
Mike,
it's a great
I got to Google it.
Mike, that last call.
Use Bing.
Where are we? Were you impressed?
I was.
Okay, good.
Woo!
Yeah, 201-332-3484. I got to say, this show is trending in a whole other way than I expected. I expected Mike to literally hate everything. And
we got him curious. He's going to bing it.
He's a little curious tonight.
He's a bing boy. He's going to bing it.
He's going to bing it. 201-332-3484. Pat, we're going to get to your thing in a second, but we do have another call. You are on Slice of Life. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nick in Missoula.
Nick in Missoula. Do you have something to impress Mike?
Not so much to impress Mike, but it did. I just had an experience that I thought Mike could maybe relate to.
Okay.
If that works.
Yeah.
I just saw that movie, The Lighthouse.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this movie. Two guys in a lighthouse, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So it was a movie I thought was like, I could find no fault in it, but I also thought it was extremely boring.
Okay.
And
the setup sounds boring to me. I mean, that's literally what the movie is. They never leave the lighthouse, these two guys?
Well, they go outside, but yeah, they don't leave the island.
Let me guess. One or both of them go mad?
Yeah. Pretty on target.
No, I mean, where can you go with that? I mean, that's where it's got to go.
This is the studio reaction when somebody's pitching them the lighthouse. Like, okay, here it comes.
No, I mean, all right. That could be interesting. I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad premise.
No.
Two guys together, one of them goes mad.
Two great actors.
Isn't that what My Dinner with Andre was all about? Two guys together? One of them is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's also Wedding Crashers.
It's a lot of movies. Yeah. Deliverance was four guys together.
Going mad.
No, actually, two guys.
That's
in the
right
woods.
Through my hometown, right there.
two guys in the woods went mad.
Right,
and they intervened with four guys who were just trying to have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. So,
Paula, go ahead. I went off.
I guess I was just thinking about the idea of something where it's like, well, you know, it's good, but it's just not like connecting with you, I guess.
So you didn't connect to the lighthouse at all.
No.
Have you ever been to a lighthouse?
Beautiful this time of year.
New topic.
Really are. This is the time of year for a lighthouse.
New topic.
Fall.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a lighthouse? That's a new topic.
Been to many.
I love lighthouses.
I love lighthouses.
Me too.
Yep. I like the ones where it doesn't look like you can even get to them.
Yeah.
When you're there, you're like, oh, you surprised me.
Yeah. Not only have I never... I
feel like you climbed a mountain. Man.
Yeah, you do.
I've never been to a lighthouse. I've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
201-332-3484.
Okay. So you've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
It's shocking, isn't it?
That is shocking.
I'm ashamed to admit it.
Yeah.
I've driven past it hundreds of times.
Thank you for the call.
So that means you've gotten your car on a ferry, and then you had the ferry drive around.
But you passed it on the ferry. But
no,
you've never gone up to the island.
I made it to the island. I've never been in it, though.
I've never been in it, but I've walked around the outside.
No, I walked around the outside.
You don't have to go inside.
Very recently.
I've never taken a ferry.
But you've never taken the Staten Island ferry?
No. I've never done that, but I've taken...
No, I've taken... We're doing different things here.
Doesn't the Staten Island ferry pass the Statue of Liberty?
From afar,
but I mean, it's still there.
Yes, but... It's a separate ferry to the Statue of Liberty.
I know that, and I've been on that.
I would have been with you in this up until a year ago. I went to Liberty Island for the first time in my life only a year ago, mm-hmm. and it was because I had family in town from Texas, and they wanted to go, and they knew I lived in Jersey City, so I met them and took the
good for you.
Liberty
yeah.
State
family
Park.
In yeah. town from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a new topic. Sing your favorite country song.
Call up. Don't tell us who you are.
Singing shows. These television singing shows are popular. Maybe this is a thing we could do. Call in and sing your favorite country song.
What are you thinking? Like Glee? Glee's not on the air anymore.
Change our topic. 201-332-3484. Change our topic.
I know that there is the live action Little Mermaid tonight.
Okay.
So,
How are they doing the underwater sequences?
I think they're also using clips from the cartoon. I don't know how it's
going.
Are they
in one of those things?
They're just in a tank.
Like the swimmers have the
yes.
the oxygen yes. and they can take a hit of oxygen.
That's all it is.
When they're singing.
That's all it is. And Mike, I do have to ask. Does that impress you?
Zero.
Okay, we're back on track. 201-332-3484. Pat, you said there was something that doesn't impress you.
Yeah, but there's also some people on Twitter are really funny.
That's very nice of you to acknowledge that.
Yes. Melissa Ann says, geez, Tom must be directing the Lawrence of Arabia of mayonnaise commercials.
#slice of life show. It is true.
Yeah.
She is not lying.
So... But yeah, things that don't.
That's the only funny tweet.
No,
you said a lot of people, and you just hit me with that one.
It's gonna be the mother of all.
Pat in DC followed up his call, said my call to #SliceOfLifeShow was good, maybe because of my influence of the picture looking down on me, and of course, what is it? It's the AP Mike headshot from apmike.bandcamp.com. And Bad Guy Zero says, fun fact, Wally Wackyman has a bumper sticker that reads, "You think I'm driving too close to you? The guy behind me is so close, his hand." Is up my, whoa, can't say it, Slice of Life show.
Great. Hashtag slice of life show we are reading. And I do, I said at the beginning, I would give credit for this topic tonight. Ben McD, Ben McD9 on Twitter is the one that came up with, he said, what won't impress Mike tonight? 201-332-3484.
That's great.
So, phone lines are open. Again, this could be a very short show.
Is this wishful thinking we're hearing?
It's going to be very.
You just want to get the hell out of here.
I turn the lines off. Like, there's literally nobody calling.
NFL football, I don't like, period.
Wow. Okay.
And it's never impressed me. I just hate the idea. Out of all the sports, it's the one that takes a 12-minute commercial break to come back to a game that has 3 seconds of play. And then they replay the 3 seconds and analyze it for another, you know, 12 seconds. And then they go to a 12-minute commercial break. And to me, being a guy who has ADD, I go nuts. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I hate it. Like, last night there was a cat that went on the field, and that was, like, the most interesting thing.
They made a big deal about it.
And I live for that stuff. Uh-huh. Like, I saw the people posting on Twitter about the cat at the Giants game. I watched it. I watched it with my girlfriend. We laughed. All that was so much fun, but
how did the cat get there?
No one knows, knows where it went. Yeah, no one knows where it went.
It's over at American Dream.
I have a feeling.
The old one.
I mean, I was present in the building last night, and
oh yeah, yeah. Mike was there.
I was there. I did
for
not,
Catgate.
I did not see a cat all night long. I heard about the cat. My customers kept saying, talking about the cat. You know. But I did not see it. Unfortunately, it went as predicted. The Giants, but I agree with you. I mean, I'm a football fan, but the games are becoming harder and harder to watch.
You can't watch them. No, they're unwatchable.
I agree with you. Yeah. And what's made it even worse is that now they've got this review thing where they can review the plays.
Yeah, and that's all they do.
And here's what's going on with those. They're reviewing these plays. And the referees are rebelling by not overturning every single reviewable play. They've flat out taken a stand. You know, this thing is just going to, like, you know, make them look bad. Mm-hmm. That if they overturn all these calls. So they've decided, you know what? We're never going to overturn the calls. So it's just a complete time waster.
Yeah. It's just filler between the ads. And I know it. I knew it when I was a kid. I hated it then. I hate it now. It's only gotten worse. I mean, baseball, I can sometimes watch, but mostly, like, you know, all of this stuff. I think playing sports is better than watching sports. But really, honestly, I think movies about sports are better than sports. Period.
Like, years ago,
like The Last Action Hero.
Sure.
Years ago, a football game only took 3 hours. I mean, they had, like,
oh, I remember it set, that.
Yeah, yeah, 1 to 3.
Yeah.
You know, and the second game started at 3 o'clock.
Or, yeah.
I mean, 1 to 4. And then the 4 o'clock game started at 4. Now it's like an extra half hour. And then you get all the blather. That's what kills me. The talk that surrounds the game. That comes at halftime, more blather.
Yeah.
At the end of the game. So the blather.
And it's filler. It's just filler.
The blather almost takes as much time as the game itself.
Much.
Pat. Even though I like football, I can agree with what you're saying, Pat. The games are becoming unwatchable.
Yeah. To me, they always were, but they're even more, more unwatchable. But here's my pitch to you, Mike. What if you get a gym bag? Right, mm-hmm. And you find some stray cats from Bayonne
every week. Some stray cats outside.
Okay,
without
revealing our location, you could our Jersey City studio. But what if you grab a few cats and you're like, yeah, it's the darnest thing. I don't know where these cats are coming from. At every game you go to work at MetLife Stadium, you just release a couple more.
The problem
they
is,
figure it out pretty quick.
But what a way to get fired!
Like, are these cats coming from Lisk?
Yeah, the problem is, well, actually, I'm just thinking this now. I mean, you do come through a security check to get into the stadium.
But then you just have to grease the security guy and just do the wink.
That's
and he's
what
like,
I'm saying. Maybe
you got
it was,
some cats, don't you, Lisk?
Maybe it was an inside job. You know,
yeah.
If anybody's going to get
so.
it,
yeah,
if anybody's going to get it through security, It must have been an employee.
What if 30 years from now, there's a Man on Wire-esque documentary about how, you know, of course it was crazy, so let's get to work. And like, and then it's like, you know, black and white reenactments of them bringing the cat in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm sure at some point it's going to be revealed.
Was it impossible? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get to work.
How the thing was smuggled in, you know, and yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I mean, they might get banned from NFL games for the rest of their life, like the
cats,
like the flashers at the World Series are now banned from. They're banned from every baseball game.
Or Soy Bomb at the Grammys.
Yeah. Oh, he's banned officially?
Soy Bomb. He's got to be. Oh. You don't do that to Dylan and then not get a ban.
I think Dylan looked like he enjoyed it.
He probably did enjoy it. I think he did.
It was going to get that much more attention for him. Yeah. I don't think he was annoyed that much.
I got Soy Bomb.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Slice of Life.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Who do we have?
This is Nose from Newfoundland.
Have you ever gotten Soy Bombed?
What's that?
No, never mind.
So do you have something to impress Mike? Or is there something that just doesn't impress you?
Much.
I haven't been following the show so far, so...
You call him blind?
I'm not really sure.
Let's call him blind.
We're going to bring you up to snuff here, okay?
Okay, so, yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
What
That's
doesn't
my first
impress,
question.
Do you ask something that wouldn't impress Mike?
Well, I was going to call a while back with a few years ago, I called in. I wanted to call in with a story, and I figured it would be decent for Slice of Life.
Okay.
How about the three of us, without giving it away, guess where your accent's from?
Okay.
And we each have three guesses.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Newfoundland.
And don't tell us till the end, okay, caller? I'm gonna use my three guesses right away. I'm gonna guess Midwest, Western Pennsylvania, or... Pass on my third guess.
Are you from Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think I got it on the first guess.
Did he say it at the top of the call?
Yes,
he
did.
Mentioned that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't usually
I had
listen.
No idea what trail you were going down. And I don't Pat, wait, I gotta say, could we, didn't impress me much.
How about we let Mike guess a little bit?
Okay, so you have a story that you've been saving for, or you, I don't know, tell your story.
Pacific Northwest.
Oh, okay. He's from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, yeah.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought it was Newfoundland, so I'm wrong.
No, no, sorry.
Is it Cajun?
Oh, my God. Now, my story's going to feel like it's kind of out of nowhere. I was going to call. Now, this is a few years ago I called in, but I called in and chickened out.
Okay.
Basically hung up.
Okay. So.
And I think it was the topic was something along the lines of someone who did you wrong once. But, I mean, it's not... It might just be considered a slice of life, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So when I was 4 years old, my dad, he said, okay, son, we're going to go for a little ride here now. And so I got in the truck, and he said, okay, I just got to stop in this building for a bit and talk to this man. So we went on in, and I was there just waiting, and he was talking to the man there. And he came over, and they just gave me a plate of food, and... And the next thing I remember is just being wheeled through, I guess it was the children's ward. It turns out it was the hospital. And when I woke up, I guess the next day, I'd been, I'm not going to say this. No, but I woke up and I looked down and I was circumcised.
Wow, okay. Oh. How old were you at the time?
That's my, I was
14.
Four.
14, okay.
Four.
Oh, four.
Yeah.
All right, so... Yeah, I mean, I got clipped when I was an infant.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Well, there's the pull quote for this episode.
That's the...
timestamp.
That's the Catholic...
Timestamp.
That's the Catholic way.
47
and
minutes.
And, of course, we're very familiar with the Jewish way. But what, right. What was your...
Are we?
What was your... What was your Jewish... What was your circumstances?
I have no idea.
It was just, I think
now,
it was
were,
just what
were your parents religious?
We were doing. It wasn't for any religious reason.
Oh. Okay. Well, you
was
know.
Was there a special?
What's that?
Was there like a deal going on?
not that I know of. You could say something there, but I know the show is...
No, that this is an interesting story. I mean, you know, did you ever discuss this with your parents later as to what how that decision was made?
Can we get them on the line?
Were you having?
No, I don't have them here.
I mean, you know, there are.
No, I never did.
There are health reasons for having it done.
I think that's what it was for. It was just
okay,
general.
Maybe you had
where this one's going.
You had an infection?
No.
Okay.
It was just a spur of the moment thing.
I thought we were just going for a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it took me off guard. I guess if they would have told me what was going to happen, then.
What did they? They didn't tell you. They didn't say like we're going to see Pete's Dragon.
Mm-hmm. I thought we was going for a ride in the truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you saw the damage. I mean, you know, that's kind of...
damage.
It was horrific. You must have been wrapped up down there in some pain, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You remember the pain?
Yeah, I remember just the next day when I'm getting home and just kneeling on the couch and eating popsicles all day.
Pat, what is eating popsicles going to do for you?
I don't know. It's just one of those things to insult you when you're sick, I guess.
I guess. I mean, that's like a sore throat.
I thought you were going to say you were
You could eat literally whatever you wanted to.
No, I thought he was going to say he was using a popsicle to rub on the sore spot.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is...
201-332-348.
When I got clipped...
Oh,
you know, I was like I said, I was an infant, and so I had no memory of it. It's lost.
Yeah, I have no memory of mine either. Oh,
okay.
I'm glad.
But you still gave it a nickname.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I'm going to say thanks for the story.
Oh.
Okay. New topic?
Yeah. All right.
Like circumcision?
No.
What do you remember about it?
No.
Pros and cons?
Circumstance.
Pros and cons?
201. 332-3484. This is going to be a real short show.
I remember when circumcision was like sort of, it was like politically incorrect to be circumcised. You know, there was like sort of a...
What was this, 1981?
It was like a back to nature movement where it's like, you know, why are you damaging
back to life.
Why are you damaging these poor boys, you know?
Huh.
And then it came out, I mean, there are positive health reasons for having it done. So, I mean, all the people who want to, like, get back to the natural look, you know, I mean, they don't really have much of an argument to stand on. That's what I'm saying.
Is this discussed in the new Woodstock box set?
Listen, you know, the whole thing is weird. You know, I mean, it's a big thing in the Bible. I mean, you know, now people are going to go nuts on me. But, you know, it's like one of the things...
Twitter's blowing up right now. Yeah,
it's like one of the things that distinguished, you know, your covenant with Yahweh.
Okay,
and it is weird. You know, it's like it's weird that particular thing is what does the trick. You know, why not like pricking your finger and you know?
Yeah, we just lost that 700 Club endorsement.
Why not, you know, jumping from a tree with the things wrapped around your ankle or, you know, different things, bungee jumping.
you know, this is the...
Your commitment.
Fourth slice of life.
And the last.
And the last.
People on Twitter are mostly talking about Wally Wackyman bumper stickers.
Yeah. Oh, that seems to be the topic. Great. 201-332-3484. Well, I know it doesn't impress me. This show.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Do we know when Thomas is? I don't know if he's... I don't think he's going to call.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had to put money on it, he's going to not call us.
I'm going to stoke that fire right now.
Okay. 201-332-3484. This one's really gone off the rails. So really, literally, you can talk about try to impress Mike. What doesn't impress you? If you got a good Randy Travis impersonation, give us a ring.
If you've got a good circumcision story,
you've got a great circumcision story.
Let's keep that going.
You know
what was your circumcision circumstance?
Okay, there you go. Oh, I like that, yeah. Alliteration.
So, Mike, anything else going on with you? What's
No.
Not I mean, much.
We're talking about football.
Mm-hmm. Mike just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Mike had a birthday, and that was a big deal.
Thanks to everybody who wished me went well yesterday. I do appreciate it. You know, it's very nice.
Did they log on and order more, like, books and stuff to celebrate?
Yeah, actually, there were a couple sales.
Nice. What books are going out? Can you give a preview? APMike.bandcamp.com?
I don't want to spoil it. For a couple headshots I got sending out probably tomorrow. And somebody ordered a book, and he's a college professor. And I think I'm going to really impress him with my choice for him.
A college professor where?
He didn't say what school. I don't think he did. But he's a psychology professor. Okay. And you know, he mentioned that, and he said that if I send him a book, you know, and it impresses him enough, he would add it to the syllabus. So.
Wait. But do you know what he teaches?
Yeah, no, psychology.
Psychology. Yeah. Okay.
And actually, I think I have a perfect book for him.
Brown.
I'm sure he's, no.
The
no.
Lost Symbol.
No. No, I can say where I'm sort of still teetering, because I think he's quite aware of one of the books, is Foucault's The History of what it's Madness and Civilization, it's called. And he's probably aware of that book. But I'm considering sending Life Against Death by Norman Brown. I think that might be a little older, and he may not be aware of that so much. So I'll give him a couple. I got to get a little more thought before I send it out tomorrow. But those are two very interesting books people can look into.
All right. Slice of Life, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Janae in Orlando. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you have something to impress Mike, or something that doesn't impress you, or a Randy Travis impression?
Well, something that doesn't impress me is, like, boys in sports cars that are very loud.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I see them all the time, and it's just, like, annoying.
That's a Florida thing, too.
Oh, that's all over.
Yeah.
I think there's, I mean, there's...
Car culture is all over. I mean, that's an American thing.
That's like a line right out of Jay Leno's garage.
No, really. I hear guys drag racing on 440 in the middle of the night.
The Bayonne races.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 440, you know, 440 at 4 in the morning. There's not that many cars on that.
Four cars.
Yeah. So they line up, you know, and you hear them.
Yeah.
And...
Are they doing that over by the Sonic? Like over by the Panda Express and the Michaels?
Yeah, down there, yeah.
Okay, I know exactly.
The bottom of Bayonne, yes.
That's what the shopping center is called. It's the bottom of Bayonne.
Welcome to the bottom of Bayonne Mall.
Yeah.
It's the BOBM.
No, but that's all over.
I agree with that. I don't like sports cars, and I've never been impressed by them.
And it's a dude thing. I mean, you know... you know, maybe some women like it, you know, and go along with their guys who are into
it. I think they'd be fun to drive, though.
A sports car?
Well, yeah.
There's some ladies in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And now we're talking about realistic, yeah.
Yeah, man, exactly.
There are women that love that love fast cars.
I like old cars, not necessarily fast. Like one of my dream cars is a Type 2 VW bus. I've always wanted to like get
very slow,
getting old. Yeah, 60 miles an hour. I've always wanted to get a VW bus, fix it up, and
live in it.
Yeah, maybe like make it a camper. You know, you never know.
Totally.
I love that.
Follow the dead.
Same.
Maybe not.
Well, dead and company.
Yeah.
or Rat Dog. Oh, okay. Does Rat Dog still tour?
Yeah, I forgot. It's the Dead and Company.
Dead and Company.
Humphreys McGee.
String all, cheese incident.
All of it. All of it.
Let's just name jam bands, guys.
Yeah. The rest of the hour is going to be naming jam bands. 3 minutes of that.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
No problem.
Have a good night.
You guys too.
201-332-3484. I'm not into sports cars. I never have. Like, my first car was a 1986 Chevy Caprice Classic. Mm-hmm. And that was, I loved it.
Yeah.
If I could buy that car again in like perfect condition,
right,
I would drive it. The front seat was a couch. Mm-hmm. It was the so comfortable. Seat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good makeout seat.
I mean, not for me. That was just me getting the, yeah, there was nothing, none of that was happening.
Right. Same.
None of
same
that
here.
Was occurring in my Caprice Classic. It was mainly just hauling all of my band gear.
Yeah.
I've never had a nice car. I mean, I just have functional cars.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap.
When your car was new, cheap. Though, it was probably pretty nice. It's got turbo, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. I guess the coolest car. My family growing up. I mean, we had sort of used cars.
Yeah.
My father used to cook the books for and I'm not using that term lightly. Used to cook the books for a. Car body. What is it?
CarMax.
No, like a body repair.
Oh, okay. Body shop. Yeah, like a body shop. Yeah.
Car talk.
He used to cook the books for this body repair shop guy.
Okay.
And his name was Phil, and I remember he used to, you know, he's very close. He used to call all the time. He was always picking my father's brain. My father watches a lot of sports. And he felt like he was. I guess he felt like my father was a good source of information for his betting habit. So like, call him, you know, every week and try and, you know, find out which teams my father thought would win. But so this guy Phil was always supplying our family with used cars that he recommended, and the best one we had was a Chevy Chevelle. And that had some power. I mean,
Chevelle was a good car.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool.
You
looking.
Could drive it through anything.
Yeah, it was brown and it had a black top.
Yeah.
And actually, that was the car. I think I may have told this story when I sort of was getting the itch to drive. I didn't even have a permit, but my parents were away, and the car was sitting in the driveway, and I'm just like,
fair game.
And the keys were around. I don't know how the keys came to be around. So I got hold of the keys. I go out there.
Were they in the sun visor? They just like popped down?
No, we didn't keep the keys in the car. But I just wanted to like get behind the wheel of this car. And it's sitting in the driveway. And I'm like, all right, tonight's the night. You know, I'm going to get there away. I'm going to, you know, give this a little test run. So so I get behind the wheel, fire it up. I guess this car had, I wasn't expecting the power it had. So I just like literally tapped. I tapped the gas, and the next thing I know, I'm on the front lawn of the neighbor across the street.
Can you keep up the home improvement theme? Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Fortunately, I didn't hit anything.
This is my favorite Jethro Tull song.
And then basically I drove it back to the driveway. I was able to achieve that without hitting anything.
That's awesome.
And that was my first driving
experience. Did they know that it happened?
No.
So they have no clue.
No,
have you told your dad to this day?
I don't think so. No.
Caller, you are on Slice of Life. Thank you for waiting.
They Live used to end our sets with this.
Yeah, this is
swear to
clipped
God.
Talk.
Is this what?
Clipped talk?
No, it's not.
It's car talk.
It is literally not.
Are you clipped or not?
Okay, come on. Wow.
Who's Clip?
Who is... Hi, who do we have?
This is Josh in Chicago.
Josh, you got something to impress Mike?
Well, I mean, I do really have something about the Clip thing, and it relates to your Chevelle story.
All right, here we go.
My dad had the Chevelle, and he also...
Jesus.
He told me he got circumcised right before he went to the military, so he was like 19, mm-hmm. which sounds terrible. But anyway, that's not really why I called. What doesn't impress me, do you know anybody who is into home automation stuff?
Yeah.
Where I have a friend who's especially into this, where he's like, got a mirror in his bathroom that has like a smart screen behind it. And,
No. So you can watch TV in the mirror, correct?
Yeah, for like the 2 minutes while you're like brushing your teeth or
you
whatever.
You have to be connected.
And then also, like, you'll have all his lights set up to like all these presets and.
He buys all the bulbs that like change colors and they all connect to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and then when he tries to show it off to you, he's like, just watch this. And then, like, nothing works.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, just watch this, and it turns red.
Yeah, and he's like, no, that's not supposed to do that. And then he, like, spends, like, 5 minutes, like, dinking around on his phone.
Yeah.
Also has, like, a key, like, his key to his door is, like, he can remotely open it or something. I guess that's good, but, like, mainly it's just, like, I don't know. I'd like to just have a key.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Yeah, some
don't trust robots.
Some of these high-tech things, it's just, they've gone overboard. You know, they got the refrigerators, right? The smart refrigerators.
With the TV in the refrigerator.
You guys hear about this thing?
You guys hear about the TV, the refrigerators?
You guys know about this?
I got it at PC Richard and stuff.
But, I mean, really, you know, it's like, you can't open the door to look to see what's in the refrigerator. You got to use your phone to see what's in there.
And it shows up.
Yeah.
Did one of those fall down on you, Mike?
No. I've only seen a TV in a bathroom once in my life. It was a super rich person.
Yeah.
I guess.
It was a Graceland?
I guess when you have so much money, you look around for just stuff to, like, just spend money on that, you know, nobody else needs. So yeah, you put a TV in your bathroom. You know, it's like, really? Okay.
I've stayed at like beach houses that you rent in like North Carolina and they'll have like a TV.
Well,
but those TVs tend to be the TVs that they upgraded downstairs and they're like, well, let's just put it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Add it to the Airbnb.
Yeah. So
that's a business. I mean, that's sort of a perk. Like, you know, in my time, you know, water beds were the big thing.
Man, when...
Waterbeds and...
I wanted a waterbed so bad.
Mirror ceilings, you know.
Yeah. I didn't want that. I wanted the waterbed.
They've fallen out of favor, you know.
Not on some of the hotels on Tonnelly Avenue. Those all...
yes, correct.
Those all advertised the...
$45 a night.
The mirror ceilings.
Hourly rates.
In HBO.
We had the Moon Motel in Howell.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the waterbeds... And the mirror ceilings. And,
classy.
The only time I've ever had that experience.
Classy.
Yeah.
The classiest.
Wait, but why were you at the future. Moon Motel, Mike?
Another story.
If you want
to Stone song, isn't
another
it?
Another story, another time.
Hey, thanks for your call. Sorry we didn't get to the circumcision story. Oh, man, I hung up on this guy.
Let's just say that story involved one of my most unusual purchases. From the Wawa, they had liquor, right? I had a six pack of Heineken already in the car. So I needed to go to the Wawa to get a can opener and condoms.
Wow, this show. when we are written up in Vulture tomorrow.
Can opener and condoms.
They're going to say...
I mean, you've never made that purchase before.
A can opener and condoms?
Yeah, I
can tell you definitively I haven't.
Right.
That's
why
no.
The purchase is still vivid in my mind.
Yeah. What, were you trying to open up, like, a can of fruit salad or something?
No. I had the six-pack of Heineken for this romantic rendezvous.
Yeah.
And, I wasn't expecting this to happen, and so I was caught off guard. So I didn't have the condoms or the can opener.
Hey, it's the perfect beer for romance, and I'm saying that as the voice of Heineken.
Yeah, I went classy.
So, there we go.
Hey, can I just bring up a thing? I should have said this at the top of the show. I threw out to the world last week on the show that a Joker suit I had worn once was for sale. Mm-hmm. Then I went on Claire O'Kane's special episode of Chris Gethard Presents the following night, last Wednesday, and I talked about it on air. And then the next day, I sold it, and then I gave it to the person on Friday. So it was from Monday to Friday, that thing, a working week, that thing was sold.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You got a good price?
I bought it for 80. I sold it for 50.
I gotta say, I am still highly disappointed in this transaction because I told Pat, and I gave Pat the best idea in the world, is he wears that suit for a week. And he films the whole thing. He films every interaction. He goes to work in the suit. He goes to ShopRite in the suit.
I didn't know you bought it. I thought it was something you created on your own.
No, yeah. I kind of, in hindsight, I think that might have been better. Mm-hmm.
If what, did you go to Party Time?
What's Party Time?
I don't know. One of these party stores.
Oh, yeah, Party well, City?
Party Time?
Whatever.
Mike, I think you just invented a store.
Party City?
Oh, Party Time. It's over by the Moon Motel in Howell, right?
Unfortunately, the Moon Motel is no longer with us.
What? No way!
Oh, yeah, no. It's
You're kidding me.
I remember the sign, too.
Yeah, the sign made it into Weir, New Jersey, I think, right?
Yeah, along with
old neon sign.
Along with
meat
that's shaped like New Jersey and four page spreads in color.
I love Weir, New Jersey.
But why four pages of meat?
Because it's worth it.
We don't need the meat!
It is worth it.
Speaking of meat.
but I sold the suit.
It's going to be a real short show.
Thank you, everyone. But here's the thing, Jason. I sold the suit and...
And broke my heart.
But you'll be happy to know it's a friend of mine.
Make me happy.
Hear me out. If I ever need to, if I ever wanted to do something with it, I could do that. I could borrow it for a week.
Nope.
I could wash it. I'd give it back. It's in someone's hands that I have a cell phone number for. 201-332-3484. No. That's not the cell phone number. That's the number that you call Slice of Life Show. Okay, bye.
I'm going back to speaking of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Alex and Terry's, a very good Polish deli in Bayonne.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, I've been there. It's very good.
Oh, it's great.
It's very good.
Yeah, and everything is reasonably priced. Great store. If you're ever in Bayonne, you know, check out their pastrami or corned beef sandwiches.
Tell them Mike sent you.
Corned beef sandwiches are on Wednesday.
Would they know if someone said, "Yeah, Mike sent me"?
No, I don't think they know me by name in there, but. The other day when I was in there, I saw something. I'm like intrigued. You know, there's always different things. They have stuffed cabbages, pierogies. I call them potato pancakes, but what's the
latkes? Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Oh, it's everything in there is great. And I saw something I'd never seen. It looked about the shape of a stuffed cabbage, but it was wrapped in bacon. I'm like, oh, what is that? You know? It looked like something that could possibly kill me,
mm-hmm.
but I was intrigued, you know? And they asked the owner, it was bacon-wrapped sausage.
That's a lot.
You know?
That's a lot.
And yeah, so I'm like, one please.
So you got one?
Yeah.
I
got one.
And you just went home and fried it up?
No,
how'd you cook it?
It's cooked.
Then he went to see.
Oh, it's already cooked.
It's already cooked.
It's already done. So you don't have to.
So all I had to do was zap it, you know?
Okay.
And, it had a little cabbage in there.
Okay.
So it was sort of like a cabbage wrapped piece of sausage with the bacon around it.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But yeah, my first thought when I saw it, I'm like, and he described it, I said, this could possibly kill me, but. I'll take one.
And the guy's like, it will kill you.
It may be the only time I ever get that.
Yeah, but, it's adding to a list of things.
Yeah.
The things that eventually do kill you, that, like, at least in the top 15 will be that sausage wrapped in bacon.
Okay.
I like bacon sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are certain things like, you know, like a jalapeno popper with mm-hmm. some bacon wrapped around it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if you go bacon crazy,
yeah,
or if it's maple bacon, I'm not on board. It doesn't impress me.
Yeah, actually, Alex and Terry's, if you're a BLT guy, I mean, their BLT is, like, somewhat ridiculous. They put too much bacon on there. I mean, literally, it's like
an inch of bacon. Bolded B.
Oh, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I got it, it kind of affected me, not in a positive way. that almost killed me.
201-332-3484. You got something to try to impress Mike? Otherwise, I think we may wrap this up shortly.
Fair.
Fair?
Yeah, I mean, if the calls don't come in, I did receive a correspondence from Tom Sharpling, the host of The Best Show, which is normally on this program from 9 to this program, this network,
this,
thebestshow.net.
This network.
9 to midnight. Mm-hmm. He is still just engrossed in mayonnaise commercial production. So we think it's a commercial. We don't have...
It could be a movie.
Could be a movie about mayonnaise. We don't know. A lot of things on Netflix these days, you know.
Speaking of mayonnaise.
Amazon.
I'm just going to do
Speaking of mayonnaise.
Speaking of... Is it true? I've never been to a Jimmy John's, but... from what I understand, the Hellman's jars of mayonnaise line the walls. Is that what goes on with the decor?
Yeah, first they dig the foundation, and then they build the shop around these Hellman's cans. And then they train.
Ship in the mayonnaise?
Yes. And then they get people right out of the Marines, and they're like, we want you to make sandwiches in 1 minute. Uh-huh. And they do. It's ridiculously fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Jersey City. It's very fast.
Yeah, I saw the write-up. It was a write-up comparing Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, Quick Check.
How did they all rate?
I don't like it.
Well, Jimmy John's was number one.
It's bad.
They don't give you a lot of meat, but it is a good sandwich.
It's a bad sandwich.
It's a good sandwich.
Yeah, Jimmy John's is dirt.
You know what I like?
Jimmy John's is dirt.
Okay. So that was number one. What was number two?
Jersey Mike's or bust.
Number two was Jersey Mike's, which Tom would have been happy. They did complain about the... overabundance of vinegar and oil that, you know, you get on your hands and, you know.
I like that.
You'll smell it for the rest of the day.
I will say, Jersey Mike's has an amazing chicken cheese steak. Uh-huh. It's one of the best in the game.
There's still one Mike's Subs left in Keyport, New Jersey. And
is that what Jersey Mike's is based off of?
Oh, no, I thought the original was from Point Pleasant.
It is, but the original had a few. It started as a small franchise called Mike's Subs before it became Jersey Mike's International franchise.
Okay,
so there's one Mike's Subs left, and it's in Keyport, and it's kept the original logos and everything. It's independent of the franchise.
Oh.
It's the last one left.
Really?
Yeah, and they give you a little bit more meat than Jersey Mike's, but a little more than Jimmy John's. But the locals, it's still not enough for the locals. And I found out I did a comedy open mic down there in the last few months, and I found out from some FOTs live down there,
mm-hmm.
and the locals call it No Meat Mike's.
No Meat Mike. Yeah. Well, that would be Subway, you know, which
very
is
very true.
Yeah, so the Subway, it was funny in this article, the Subway workers got very paranoid about the fact that I think the person was taking photos in the shop, and they, I guess they're probably taught to clamp that down.
I got a Subway club the other day, foot long. How many pieces of ham?
Three.
Four.
Woo! Uh-huh.
How many pieces of turkey?
Three. Yeah.
Layer. How many pieces of roast beef?
Two.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Now, what cheese am I putting on that?
Monterey Jack.
No, it's a White American.
White American.
How many slices?
Four triangles. Yeah.
Nailed it.
I know Subway very well.
Nailed it.
I know Subway too well.
Do they even carry provolone? I sort of.
And I haven't had Subway in years.
I think every cheese is White American, but it's just shaped differently to kind of fool you.
You know, the first time I had Subway, it was down in Florida. They weren't even in New Jersey. And I was kind of impressed, you know, with the salad was kind of crisper than usual.
Subway used to be really good, though. It did impress me, back in the day.
All right.
It wasn't Blimpie's.
It has changed.
Blimpie's used to be superior.
Blimpie's used to be amazing, too.
Yeah, but it used to beat Subway by a lot.
Yeah.
And now I don't even know where Blimpie's sits on the map.
Jersey Mike's now. And, of course, Jimmy John's is dirt.
Bayonne has a good Blimpie's and an evil, dark twin. That nobody goes to. Yeah, there's two Blimpies in Bayonne.
Oh, so there's the good Blimpies and then there's the bad.
Yeah, just
Blimpies.
Like what were you saying? No Meat Mike.
No Meat Mike.
We got bad Blimpie.
Bad boy Blimpie. No Meat Mike.
Bad Blimpie.
What's your Jersey sandwich, Chef?
201-332-3484.
I think we just invented a new podcast.
I think we did. Just
what if
Sandwich Boys?
I mean, this is basically what they do on the other pod,
Dough Boys.
Hamburger Mint.
So.
John Tafferty, what if he went into the bad Blimpies after leaving the good Blimpies?
Yeah.
Like flipped.
He puts in like two POS machines.
We're going to be a mixology bar.
Yeah.
But the decor in the bad Blimpies is just looking into this shop. You just sort of, your heart falls, you know, it's like, this is, it's depressing. It's,
yeah.
It's just the image. And then the good Blimpies, you go in there and there's usually a line. The workers seem fully engaged. One of the workers even recognized me as the guy who has the masses tavern shirt. She wanted one, you know. So it's kind of upbeat, but bad Blimpy. It's like you got one guy working, and he's the owner, I think, and
yeah,
he doesn't seem to be in a good mood ever.
He's surprised. He's surprised that you showed up,
bad Blimpy. I will say, you mentioned the decor in it, and when you said decor, it automatically made me think of the best decor I've ever seen. And, well, it's just fun. And it's a local fast food restaurant that I really love their decor. Which one am I talking about?
A local Jersey City place?
Yes.
And it's not a chain?
It is a chain.
It's a chain, but this is the one that's specific to Jersey City.
Yes.
Are there other locations? Or there's just
there one? Are two locations. I'm only talking about one in Jersey City.
Oh.
I'm only talking about one of them.
Fast food sandwiches?
Yes.
It's not Subway.
It's not.
Mike?
I don't know Jersey City's sandwich places. I mean, and the ones I've sort of heard about are like Italian delis.
It's not Blimpy and it's not Subway.
I will say the three of us have been to one location, but not the one that I'm talking about.
Oh, Burger King.
Burger King. The one down by Hudson Mall? Where
yeah.
It's all like dressed up like the like Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood.
And has like pictures of like Wesley Snipes and Harrison Ford and stuff on the inside.
That happened in the late 90s, early 2000s when Burger King got the swooshy logo.
Uh-huh.
When they got rid of the square logo. And, not far from where I grew up in Cedar Grove, they had, they made that Burger King. It was like the Hollywood Burger King, and it was really fancy, and everybody liked going there. It was like, oh, look at that. There was facts about Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff. But they had, at that time, they had, every Burger King had like a theme, and there was like four or five themes that you could find. One was like an under the sea, like theme,
mm-hmm.
that had facts about like, you know, the longest scuba dive was blah, blah, blah. Or
like, oh, I've seen. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I remember that.
But it had the same motif but different things. But the Hollywood one was popular, and they had one in Jersey City. They had one in Cedar Grove.
And it's still Hollywood over there.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Did I ever tell you this story when I was a kid? Me and a couple of fellow Little Leaguers. Well,
please don't let this be a circumcision story, Mike.
No, this was what you call mascot abuse.
Okay.
And there was a employee dressed up like the Burger King, you know, in a big outfit. You know,
right. It was the King.
Yeah, yeah. The actual King was there. It possibly could have been a woman in there. The King wasn't speaking. It was.
Yeah. It could have been anyone in that suit.
A lot of mascots, they go mute, and so he's just there trying to make us happy,
mm-hmm.
and we were already like, you know, jaded. And my two fellow Little Leaguers, these guys were like hipper than me. They both had like real long hair, which I mm-hmm. hadn't got to at that point. I mean, in the 70s.
Did you have really long hair?
I had long hair in the 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
And
that's about when I had long hair, too.
Those are some of the most embarrassing photos of I've tried to
me too.
Destroy them all.
Yeah, but it's a rite of passage.
But was
your hair like feathery? Was it mullet like?
Oh, no,
what did it do?
I had like a natural wave.
Okay.
So, and I was still parting it on the side. So I compare it to in the eighth grade. I mean, in the seventh grade, it was sort of a Veronica Lake look, even though I didn't know who Veronica Lake was at the time.
Right.
And then, in the eighth grade, yeah, it was sort of more of the same. But then right before graduation, it was sort of a traumatic experience. My mother just, I think it was, believe it or not, I was still being taken to the barber's by my mother. But she just instructed the barber to cut it all off. And I didn't really have much say in it.
Like a buzz cut or like a crew cut?
No, it wasn't a crew cut. No, it wasn't a crew cut. But it was, you know, dramatic enough that, of course, when I went back to school, I got teased. And a lot of people, well, one guy, this is sort of the class clown, dubbed me Greg Brady. That I guess Greg Brady was not a cool guy anymore, so they were calling me.
Was he ever?
they were calling me Greg Brady.
Okay.
So yeah, ninth grade I had like I think I only pulled it off once, where I didn't comb my hair for a year, and it was just sort of it didn't look bad actually.
It was like a bowl cut so type hair.
No, it was sort of just like. You know, actually, it's sort of like, I guess, what some of these rock stars do, where they don't comb the hair, and it sort of goes its own way.
Like a member of the Strokes.
Like any number of bands, right? Isn't part of being in a band, you just don't have to comb your hair anymore?
Yeah, I have hair like that sometimes.
Combing's not cool anymore. And it wasn't bad, just letting it sort of go
what
naturally.
What did your dad think of that?
No, I mean, I didn't get much of an opinion. It wasn't real long. It was just sort of... It was getting sort of like wavy, not curly, but just it didn't look as bad as just when I was combing it when it was long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the history of my hair.
Gotcha. And so to the abuse of a poor human being in a Burger King suit.
I mean, I wasn't taking jabs at the Burger King, you know.
Right.
I mean, these two guys
you respected the king.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny. I mean, I was sort of
you didn't respect the king.
I was sort of the audience to for these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they needed an audience.
So you laughed hard and egged them on to abuse poor person.
Do any egging, but I did laugh. I do remember. You know, they didn't shove. You know, there was no injuries to the king.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think there was some damage to the costume a little bit from some strenuous poking. I think they were poking from behind, and
okay.
I think they damaged the outfit a little bit.
And that franchise never got another king suit after that.
Yeah, I've never seen one in the stores since then. Have you ever seen one?
Well, there's that creepy one with, like, the face.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, Did that thing go public? I mean...
Oh, that thing's public. Yeah, that thing walks around.
It's still for sale, even though Burger King barely uses it.
Yeah, no, that thing pops up, and it's frightening.
It is frightening.
It's frightening. I think with that... We end Slice of Life.
Okay.
Do you guys agree? Pat, you're in thought?
Yes. Well, actually, I went out to get a snack.
Okay, great.
I was chomping a biscotti.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. Is that a Kirkland's biscotti?
That's a Biscoff, right? It's like we do have Biscoff in the pantry in there.
It's a Kirk. Scoff, yeah.
See, I'm doing my part to bring down those Pringles.
I know, the pile of Pringles.
The pile of Pringles.
That's literally been in there for 18 months.
Okay, yeah. I'm making a concentrated effort.
I do it sometimes, too. Uh-huh. Sometimes you just want Pringles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then sometimes people will visit us and bring a big Pringles, and we're like, oh, God, we're just getting through these. Like, I don't need another sleeve of Pringles. Uh-huh. But...
No, I brought a bunch of stuff to a shelter once.
Mm-hmm.
That was like about to go bad.
Oh, okay.
Pringles?
A bunch of the best show snacks.
Oh, the snacks.
Wow.
You took like the skinny pop.
They were glad to get it.
I didn't know that they had an expiration date myself.
Snacks go bad.
Yeah. I bought a bunch of stuff there within the last year.
But they're made out of chemicals, aren't they? Those chips.
Depending on the chip. Depending on the chip.
Is that what keeps them together?
Like Wise chips, like those are going to be fresh.
Some sort of
Utz.
Chemical.
It's going to be a fresh chip.
Munchos.
Munchies?
Munchos.
Munchos. What's Munchos?
Do you have Bing open? Look up.
Not getting into Bing.
Google it.
Might have been a local thing. DuckDuckGo it. Yeah. Munchos.
Well, that is Slice of Life, my friends. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, this one's been a ride. So I don't know. Maybe the best show's back next week. Maybe it's we'll figure it out.
Surprise. Every week's a surprise.
Every week is a surprise.
Every day is a surprise.
Every day is a winding road.
It really is. And so we'll definitely have something for you. I did post something on the the Bad Company Facebook group.
You're back on it?
Yeah, I'm back on it. I vanish from time to time. But I do want to say, like, you know, we've talked about bringing back best show, best calls for the Patreon. So I asked a question on there, like, what would you like to hear? You know, of course, we'll do like an E-Cig supercut. We'll do a Bad Company supercut, all kids calls supercut. So if there's something in particular you want to hear in that.
Speaking of E-Cigs.
Yeah.
I do have a little contact with E-Cigs.
Really?
Yeah.
You have contact with E-Cigs.
Yes. Yeah. Mike is our, what is the term? Mike is our,
whistleblower.
Liaison.
not Sherpa.
Mediator?
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Our connect.
Okay.
Our, I don't know
so
what
it's an E-Cigs connect.
I'm the E-Cigs, yeah, you're right. I'm the E-Cigs
So how is
connect.
This relationship going?
Maybe somebody could, follow up for me because, this person, said that something that one of the FOTS had come up with e-cig t-shirt. Has anybody seen
that's
this?
Right. There's
yes.
an e-cig t-shirt.
Yeah, somebody did make an e-cig.
Which I kind of want, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Is it a yeah. good, is it a good looking shirt?
It's a nice looking shirt.
I didn't see the
it's
design.
A parody of the Minor Threat t-shirt.
Right. It's not a best show created shirt,
okay.
But, you know.
But well.
Is e-cig salty about it?
Well, yeah. He's not getting a cut.
So
none of us are.
We're not getting
the best show
either.
Is not. Yeah,
I think he rightfully
he's
is
a little salty,
chagrined. Yes.
Well, how about this? The person who made the shirts, call in.
This is like the whistleblower. this is like our whistleblower is the E-Cigs guy.
What I would like is a shirt. You know, I would like a medium.
You're just gunning for a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I could.
So that message has been passed on. Mm-hmm. The person who makes the shirt, I'm sure, will either not listen to this slice of life episode.
I'm willing
episode,
to
so.
Be the negotiator.
Okay.
Between parties.
Gotcha.
Of course.
You want to put this right into mediation.
Of course, you know, I will have fees.
Right, of
for
course.
My
of course, of course.
Negotiating this deal.
Yeah.
So I'm willing, I'm putting it out there, I'm willing to put together a deal between the E-Cig guy, and the person who's benefiting from his idea.
You heard it here, guys. Mediation between the maker of that shirt and E-Cigs, with Mike getting a little taste in the middle. And with that, we say goodnight on Slice of Life. I'm Jason Gore.
I'm Pat. Oh, I'll be at FM this Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You had a pit? What am I trying to say?
It's okay. It's a comedy show this coming Thursday. Okay. And there's a bunch of comedians on it. FM in Jersey City. It's a nightclub. And there will be some comedy there this Thursday night.
Great.
And,
what time does it start?
8 p.m.
Okay.
There's a lot of comedians on that roster.
Yeah, it's almost
roster.
A freaking festival. I don't know what they were thinking. But
how many minutes does each comedian get? Is it
Lord
like
knows.
15?
People are going to go over. I think it's like 7 or 10 or something.
Do you have an approximate time you think you'll be going on?
No idea, but I can let you know.
Yeah. I like to be one of those guys who just sort of walks in when...
Blows in, blows out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what? The Fonz in season what? One.
Are you going to get bumped by
one
Louis
beer.
C.K.?
One beer now.
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
I'd go right to Twitter.
Like, guess what happened?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No. I was also on a podcast called Greatest American Rock Band.
I saw that. Yeah.
Drennan and Sebastian are very funny, and you can find that.
And your Greatest American Rock Band is the President of the United States of America. Is that sincere?
I thought it would be funny for the show, but I genuinely like them.
I love the President.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm asking, because I do love the President of the United States
from
of America.
From their first album, second album.
Those two records were solid.
Solid. They're a rare example of a three-hit wonder.
I would, yeah. I'll go with that. What are the hits?
Okay, so Lump.
Lump. Peaches.
Peaches.
And then Mach 5.
And then Mach 5.
But then also Volcano was kind of a hit, too.
It didn't really chart, though. I wouldn't say it was like it wasn't in the top 20, I don't think.
Oh, well,
you know?
I mean, it is in my heart.
All right. But maybe they're a four-hit wonder. Yeah. But they're great. I saw them in 2008. They were really good. That album, The Good Times, The Bad Times.
Whatever. Yeah.
Great album.
Band.
So, yeah.
Great band.
But yeah, it's a good podcast. They're really funny, so check those guys
out. Very cool. And Mike, anything else to plug for you?
APMikeBandCamp.com is still out there.
Great.
I've got a surplus of headshots that for whatever reason, has my phone number on it.
So actual phone number.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll entice people. I mean, I've sent a bunch out, and I still haven't gotten a call.
No calls.
I'm surprised.
Do you have, like, an old-timey, like, cassette tape voicemail ready to go?
I do have a voicemail with the voice of the original manufacturer. I never put my own voice on.
Oh, my God. Do you still use an answering machine? Like a physical answering machine?
It's in my home phone.
It's in the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, the phone that it charges.
And the manufacturer voice is like, we can't come to the phone right now. It's like one of those.
It's a good, very official sounding, you know, voice.
Like, you've reached the home of Mike Lisk.
It's recorded by, what's his face to use to call the show?
Charlie Morgan. You should get Charlie Morgan.
That would be great if you got Charlie Morgan to do that.
I miss Charlie Morgan.
Yeah. Me too.
I'll reach out if we do another Slice of Life.
If we're back with Slice of Life next week, get Charlie Morgan on.
Charlie Morgan, a little Chuck Wepner. Be a great show.
Yeah. Well, guys, and gals and everyone that listens, thank you so much for tuning in to Slice of Life tonight. And on this podcast, best show, we'll be back sometime, maybe next week, who knows? Just keep watching the Twitter and the best show for life on
stars.
Twitter and the stars. And we're going to leave you with a little Mike Kroll. And thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Good night.